Good. Next patient is Milton. M-I-L-T-O-N. Last name is Alfred. A-L-F-R-O-G. He was born 4/5/28. Today's 12/9. He's a 96-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure. Diastolic in nature, hypertension, hypertensive coronary, hypertensive heart disease, chronic renal failure, atherosclerotic heart disease, anemia, polyarthritis, histoprostate cancer, and glaucoma, period. And the paragraph patient was seen in bed. He stays in bed now. He's not able to get in the wheelchair, period. He's sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day, period. His O2 sat's at 92% today. With oxygen at 2 liters, period. He has a severe sundowner syndrome. He's on Seroquel. His caretaker, Patricia, tells me that he's more confused. He's not oriented to person, place, or time. He has issues with blabbering and confusion and decreased mentation, period. He also has a KPS score of 40%. He lives by himself with along with a caretaker that was mentioned. Also has decreased appetite, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, weight loss. He did have issues with rectal bleeding and external hemorrhoids, which were treated and is no longer a problem, period. Last time he was seen was in a wheelchair and a chair, but again, he's laying in bed and hasn't been getting into a wheelchair for the past 2 to 3 weeks, period. His cardiac condition considered end stage with shortness of breath, orthopnea. He sometimes requires 2 pillows to be able to sleep, period. He also belongs to American Heart Association stage 4 heart failure, New York American Heart Association stage 4 heart association with shortness of breath, and with activity and at rest, period. He also suffers from cryptogenic cirrhosis, passive congestion of the liver, period. Given the natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.